mid-sized radio plays are written and directed by Robin Karakash. Better Burglars.
Kindness, kindness, oh, whenever you try this, you will bring a smile to someone's face. Kindness, kindness, oh, whenever you try this, you will bring a smile to someone's face. Yeah, you could bring a smile to someone's face.
Hello and a warm welcome to all you listeners. This is your host, Mary Mabry. You've tuned in to this week's edition of Mary's Conversations on Highland FM. My program offers an insight into the lives of different Australian couples through intimate and honest conversations. This week's guests are Bob and Bessie Fleming, and by their own admission, they were involved in many illegal activities. They both lived separate lives of crime, but after a chance meeting, their lives changed forever. Let's hear more about how this happened. I'm offering a very special welcome to my guests, Bessie and Bob Fleming.
Hello, Mary, and your listeners.
Yeah, good day, listeners, and to you, Mary.
It's lovely to have you both here on the program, and I'm sure your story will both interest and intrigue our listeners. Why don't you start, Bob? Tell us about what you did for a living.
Well, although my name is Bob, I'm known around the traps as Burglar Bob. Well, folks, let me tell you a story. You may not believe it, but take my word for it, it really is a ridgy-didge story.
Wait on, my turn now. I'll just butt in here and say something. Although my name is Bessie, I'm better known as Burglar Bessie, and I'm part of this story too. So I'll make sure Burglar Bob tells it right.
I'm sure you will, Burglar Bessie, and we'll hold you to it.
As if I wouldn't tell it right. I'm not one of those blokes to exaggerate and bung it on. I just tell it like it is. You see, Bessie and me, we were both burglars. That's the truth. Happy to admit it. We were both burglars. Pretty experienced too. And this is our story of how we first met.
Get on with it then, Bob. We ain't got all day.
Well, here we go. One dark and very windy night, so windy that the shutters on me windows of my house would bash loudly if they weren't really nailed down.
And it was so windy that any tree branches close to his house would scratch up against the walls and make scary noises for anyone inside to hear. And it was on such a night as this that we met.
Yep, we sure did. As I mentioned before, I was a burglar by trade.
Yep. Me too.
Yep, I was a burglar. Happy to admit it, but I'm not a bad bloke.
Yeah, me neither. Well, I mean, I'm not a bad Sheila.
Like I said, I'm not a bad bloke, but to make ends meet, when times were tough, I'd been known to, well, to be a little, light-fingered. It's really when I haven't got a brass razu that I'm tempted to go on a job, you know, to supplement me income, as folks say. Anyway, our story takes place at me house one dark and windy night.
Bob, you've already told them that bit about the dark and windy night. Get on with the rest of it.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was just lying in me bed that night thinking. That's when I do my best thinking. That's when I come up with me best ideas, just before I fall asleep. So I'm thinking that night about me options. I probably had Buckley's chance to do a job at the local pub. It's a bit too risky, so I might leave that. But I'm thinking that I might have a sticky beak around at the new shop in town as a possible future target.
So, Burglar Bob, I'd just like to ask you at this point, have you always been solo when you did your jobs?
Yep, flying solo is definitely the way I did it. I found early in my career that I just couldn't trust some people.
What about you, Burglar Bessie? Have you always worked alone?
Well, Mary, like Bob, I found out that I couldn't really trust too many people. I have to say that I knew I could work faster when I worked for myself, and my getaways were easier. No one to slow me down, if you know what I mean. I really didn't like relying on others.
Well, it seems great minds think alike with you two. I mean, you both chose to go solo in your line of work. You both just didn't put too much trust in other people. But back to you, Bob, or should I say Burglar Bob?
Thanks, Mary. Anyway, that night, and just as I'm thinking about going out burgling again, I'm lying in my cosy bed. Suddenly I heard a noise. Struth, I said to myself. What's that noise? Is it the wind outside? No, I said to myself, it sound like it's coming from downstairs. Nah, I says to myself again, it's just the wind playing tricks on me. But blow me down, it happens again.
And this time he knew it weren't no wind sound.
That's right, Bessie. It sounded like it was human made. Inside noises, like someone was breaking into my house. Believe me, I sure do know what breaking into a house sounds like.
And Bob was right. Someone was downstairs in his house. Someone had broken in through the kitchen window, and someone was moving around in his lounge room. Someone was burglar Bob. And that someone was me.
Ain't that the truth?
You mean burglar Bessie? You were in burglar Bob's house and about to burgle it. You didn't know whose house you were in?
Nope. Look, I'd been checking out Bob's house for a while and I knew there was not a lot of people action around it. So that's always a good sign. It seemed a quiet place and empty most of the time. So I had thought it was going to be an easy job.
Who would have thought?
Well, I broke in easily through the kitchen and I was fossicking around Bob's stuff in his lounge room. I didn't have a clue that I was really burglaring another burglar's house. Funny, wasn't it, when you think of it?
Meanwhile, I got out of me bed and found me trusty cricket bat under me bed. I find it's always good to have one nearby for protection. And I slowly, carefully crept down the stairs, trying to avoid the steps that creak, but I'm light on my feet anyway. It's one of my talents that has helped me to become such a successful burglar.
And as I always do when I'm burglaring, I was talking to myself and saying things like, these candlesticks are nice. Oh, I'll take them. These DVDs are nice. I'll take them. Oh, these mugs look good. I'll take them. These glasses could be handy. I'll take them. This biro looks beaut. I'll take that. I was stashing them into me special black bag that I use on me burglary occasions.
And that's why Bessie didn't hear me creeping up on her. I raced the cricket bat over my head, ready for action, and I switched on the lights, and then Bessie screams,
like this. Ah! I've got a good set of pipes on me, if I say so myself. Comes from me being in the church choir when I was young and honest.
I didn't know you was in the church choir.
Yep, I was for a short time, and I bet you didn't know I was young and honest either.
Well, now that you mention it.
Anyways, we're getting sidetracked. After the lights go on and I scream, Bob grabs me special burglaring bag and says,
ah, caught ya.
And Bob, was that really all you said at the time?
Well, at the time, it was. I know it wasn't that smart, I have to admit that, but I really wasn't expecting to be burgled in my own house, and I wasn't expecting that burglar to be a Sheila. I thought she would be so scared that she would spit the dummy and shoot straight through.
What the? Think I'd be scared of an old bloke like you in your striped PJs holding a dodgy cricket bat over your head? Oh, seriously?
So we both just froze for a minute and stared at each other. You know, we was both overcome and in shock.
In shock, you reckon? Huh. What was really happening is that Bob was having a good perv at me. Dead set.
Oh, fair sucker, the sauce bottle. Yous was pervin' on me.
Yeah, well, maybe. I soon realised he didn't look like a dangerous bogan or a mean serial killer or anything like that.
In fact, what did happen was love at first sight. Ain't that the truth, Bessie?
True as I sit here, Bob, it was love at first sight. We were made for each other, me and Bob.
So there you have it, folks, a truly great Australian love story.
I must say I have to agree. As you rightly put it, Bob, it's truly a great Australian love story. And it's such an unusual love story. Probably the most unusual story we've ever had on this program.
It's a rather romantic story, isn't it, Mary? Oh, well, in a burglar type of way.
Yes, it is a romantic story, Bessie. One that will touch many of our listeners' hearts. And tell me, what happened after you met that night?
Well, first I apologised to Bob for burglaring a burglar's house. Of course, that just wasn't done in our profession. After all, we have our standards to keep up and we respect each other's territory and their stuff.
You mean like a special burglar's code of conduct? Burglars have things like that?
That's right, we do. We all gotta have something like that to go by. Nowadays, standards can drop so easily in any job, especially with the young ones coming into the business. They need a code of conduct to guide them in the right direction.
Oh, too right, Bessie. We've been noticing a lot of that lately. Anyway, so that night we introduced ourselves, we chatted for hours. We took out my stuff from Bessie's special black burgling bag and put it all back in the right places in me lounge room.
And then, guess what? As we talked and got to know each other better, well, I guess you could say our hearts just softened. And I think they grew 3 sizes that day. We started feeling kind feelings for each other and for others as well. We was realising that what we had been doing to other people, the burglaring, was wrong. Very wrong. We started to feel very guilty about all the hurt we had caused other people.
We suddenly realised how selfish our lives had been. That's what.
I understand that you two even started to try to return many of the things that you'd stolen.
Oh, yes, we did. We just secretly slipped into people's houses at night and returned people's things that we had stolen. We even left a sorry note too, plus a bit of extra cash as a gift for them.
And how did these acts of kindness make you feel?
Much better. We'd come to think that throughout our lives, we were both people that just took and took and took from others, with never really a thought about how that would have hurt them. Once we felt what it was like to give things to people instead of taking from them, our lives just turned around. Our hearts just overflowed with happiness.
Oh, once we started to be kinder to people, our lives took on a new meaning. We even started to help people. I offered to do little fix-it jobs for others, just because I could, and Betty started baking special cupcakes and cookies and giving them away to needy people just to brighten their lives.
And now I believe you two have started a successful support group for would-be burglars. Can you tell us about that?
Well, our support group is called Better Burglars, and we meet with young would-be burglars to help them change their ways and to be more kinder to people. We try to show them that they don't always have to just keep taking things from others, that giving to others has its benefits.
And it's really about sharing everyday acts of kindness too, like a smile to a stranger in the street, a wave to a fellow car driver, and offers to help push someone's supermarket trolley, that sort of thing. It really ain't that hard to be kind. Well, so we found out.
Yeah, once you know how to do it, being kind is easy. But I guess we both just didn't learn how to be kind when we were kids. We just grew up selfish. So we're trying to help other young'uns so they don't waste their lives the way we did. We hope they'll learn that, well, a kind heart is a happy heart.
This is such an inspiring story, Burglar Bob and Burglar Bessie. Congratulations to both of you for turning your lives around and spreading kindness throughout our community.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, listeners, we've come to the end of our time together, and I've asked both Burglar Bob and Burglar Bessie to help close the show with a song that they both like. What have you chosen, Bessie?
Mary, we've chosen the song Kindness by the Juicebox Jukebox. It seems to sum up what kindness is all about.
Such a good choice. Let's listen to that now. But wait, Bessie, I think that's my red coffee mug you've just dropped into your black bag.
Sorry, Mary. I couldn't resist playing one of my old favourite burglar jokes on you. You should have seen your face.
Oh, listeners, it's time for me to say goodbye. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Mary's Conversations on Highland FM 107.1. I'm Mary Mabry, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Burglar Bill was played by Mark Smith, Burglar Bessie was played by Michaela Bolzen, and Mary Mabry was played by Diana Heatley. Bite-sized radio plays are written and directed by Robin Karakash and produced at the studios of Highland FM 107.1. We will see the world.